You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are joined by Quinn Davis, who has just founded a new food waste reduction scheme / app called Gone Good. Quinn Davis is one of the Deliver Easy founders and is now venturing into the world of sustainability with this new app called Gone Good. It's a app where you can get unsold food from different eateries on the cheap in an effort to reduce restaurant waste across the country. Good morning to you, Quinn. How are we?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, dude, things are going pretty chill in Otipoti. It's a bit of a sleepy day. You know, sometimes you go outside for whatever reason in the evening and it's just really warm. Last night was one of those nights, and today it's pretty chill. It's going good.
That sounds quite beautiful, to be honest. I'm in Wellington, and it is bucketing down all night.
Dude, I heard that there were 5,000 lightning strikes across the country last night.
Yeah, I saw some from my window, actually. And I had a little bit of a leak in the roof as well, so it was a very entertaining night.
Oh, I bet that's entertaining. Before we get talking about Gone Good, I want to mention, have people ever confused you with the NASCAR driver, Quinn Davis?
I didn't even know there was one, man. So, as far as I know, no.
She's 17, so I'd be surprised if they did. But, you know, if you ever get some suspicious NASCAR-themed emails, you know why.
I really appreciate that. I'll be on the lookout for that.
You know, before I get talking about Gone Good again, I want to ask a more fascinating question about, you know, the fact that you have gotten to explore a lot of the restaurant scene in Aotearoa. You're one of the founding members of Deliver Easy. You're in the hospo biz from a logistics sort of transport perspective. How has that opened your eyes up to the treasure trove of restaurants and eateries around the country?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a treat, man, if I'm being honest. I've been, I guess, lucky enough to, you know, be with the business from the very beginning. So I've been able to travel to every sort of single market you can think of around the country. Gone to places like Oamaru, gone as small as Gore, up to Tauranga. So I've got a vast knowledge of where to eat and what will rock your world in every city in New Zealand and every regional town. So, no, it's been really cool, man.
Hell yeah, man. Where's the most obscure place you've travelled for Deliver Easy?
I would have to say it's Hawera.
Hawera.
Do you know Hawera up north?
No, see, my North Island geography is terrible. I'm an Invercargill man originally.
Right, okay. Well, it's on the west coast of the North Island, and it's sort of between Whanganui and New Plymouth. Mm. And it's you can't fly there. Obviously, you have to drive there. It's a bit of a drive, and it takes you through some roads that don't quite feel like New Zealand. So it's very interesting, yeah.
Was there any amazing food restaurants around there?
Yeah, totally, man. I think that there's so many underrated spots along, like, especially in these regional towns. Eh? Like, the cool thing about it is they're all man past or, you know, owner-operated little places that just, you know, they're there every day. They care so much about what they're doing. And it shows without sounding, I hope that didn't sound cheesy, but no, it does show. So, heaps of spots.
Mean. Well, I want to delve into Gone Good. It's this new sustainability food waste reduction app that you've just launched. The UN Environment Program reckons there's a billion meals a day going to waste. There's estimates that range between 30 to 40% that we waste, you know, that 30 to 40% of all food produced annually, according to the World Resources Institute. How much of that kai in Aotearoa do you reckon is from hospo? Do you have the numbers?
Yeah, we do. So, well, not exactly just for hospitality, but it's something around 60% of food waste in New Zealand is avoidable. Mm. And a big, big part of that is made up from the hospitality sector. So, yeah, it's obviously a very big concern and something that we're trying to address quickly.
Mm-hmm. I actually have the numbers in front of me. In New Zealand, it's about 25,000 tons of food waste annually from hospo, and about 60% of that is unsold food, exactly what Gone Good is trying to get at.
There you go. Yeah, 60% completely avoidable unsold food that could and probably should be redistributed. It's in perfectly good condition. But it's just not. No one has the platform to do so.
No, not yet. But you have started to get into that biz. The shtick of Gone Good is that people sort of buy a mystery bag from a local restaurant, cafe or producer instead of that kayak going to waste. The food delivery industry and especially the sustainability sort of industry as well is pretty competitive. What companies did you look to model yourself after to figure out how to make this viable?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, look, there's great global businesses that are doing this. You know, we've seen that overseas, so we know that the model works. I think the best way for me to answer that question is that, you know, we've been doing deliveries here for 10 years now, and we compete against some pretty big businesses in New Zealand, mm-hmm. as I'm sure you can imagine. Mm-hmm. You being based in Dunedin, I'm sure you know that we compete against the likes of Uber Eats and DoorDash. So yeah, so it's hyper competitive, man, and we do believe that, you know, that competition drives results, and the best thing that we can do is just bring our Kiwi flair to it, which is just being personable and being able to get around and get to the right people. So yeah, I mean, looking internationally, we know the model works. I think it's about how you deliver it, how you sell it, and how you represent yourself to Kiwis. That makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm. I read that George Street Legends Modax have signed up, and they've got a lot of, you know, sort of dietary based food, you know, gluten-free, vegan, so on and so forth. How do you ensure that a mystery bag does adhere to specific dietary requirements if they need to? Because it is, at the end of the day, a collection of unsold food.
Yeah, totally. I mean, look, there is a lot of the responsibility on the vendor themselves, right? But there is dietary tags across the platform that we've urged them to use. And so far, to date, we haven't had any complaints. But like I say, you know, it's humans involved. There is obviously a responsibility for them to tag those things appropriately. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, given the type of platform it is, there's a lot of trust involved too, right? You know, like, this is a sort of platform that's, you know, it's aimed at reducing food waste. It's about getting some money back into stores' pockets, so they're not, you know, especially in the time we're living in right now, it's pretty hard to come by margin. So we're comfortable with a little bit of a trust relationship, you know what I mean?
Completely, yeah. As I mentioned before, Modax have signed up. Have you got a lot of other Otipoti vendors on board?
It is growing, man. Like, we launched in Auckland late last year. We've done Wellington, we've done Christchurch. Dunedin's pretty recent, so mm-hmm. it's growing. Mm-hmm. There's been some pretty cool early adoption from stores, but it's probably in that sort of like 20 to 30 vendors at the moment that are signed up. And I think the thing for us is that's kind of the irony in this model, is that if stores don't need the platform, that's a great thing, right?
Mm, completely.
Like, we're not trying to create sort of artificial surplus. Like, we're there to help if there is a problem. So it's a bit of a funny one. Like, if we come to a market and there's not a whole lot of restaurants, cafes that need it, great. You know, but if they are, we're there to help them. So it is growing.
Students are a demographic doing particularly tough in Otipoti, you know, across the country in a broader sense as well, but Dunedin is sort of renowned for it being having a very high student population. Do you think you'll get any student deals targeted to Dunedin across the platform anytime in the near future?
I'm sure it's very possible, man. Like, I think the thing for us is, like I said, it's a heavily discounted platform as it is. So I think right now the sort of average sale price on a bag is somewhere between $5 to $7. And that's for, you know, about $15 to $25 worth of food. So it's heavily discounted, and we think that's a great thing for students. As in terms of, like, doing even further discount, man, keep your eyes peeled. You know, we're keen to get them using it. We think it's a great thing for them, for sure. But yeah, like I say, it's pretty small margins for everyone involved. We're just trying to do a good thing.
Are there going to be plans to go even more south? Will we see Invercargill get a representation on Gone Good?
Mate, never, ever, ever doubt our ability to get to Invercargill. It has proven to be a mecca. It's great people down there. They love lots of early adoption for new novel things down there. So, yes, I can tell you, yep, we will definitely. So we, you know, from experience through Deliveroo, we love the regions. We've got such good relationships with store owners down there. And we'll be introducing it to those markets throughout the year, for sure.
It's funny you say that about Invercargill being an early adopter, because instant coffee was actually invented in Invercargill.
Really?
Yeah.
That has just taught me something. I actually did not know that. That's very interesting.
There you go. We learn something new every day. If people want to download the app, they can download it from, you know, Google Play, Apple App Store, the usual suspects.
That is completely correct. So, yeah, usual suspects. You can also use a web browser, so it's very easy to use. We're not restricting anyone from it, you know. You get the odd person that doesn't want to download an app. Mm-hmm. So you can just use it on a web browser too.
Mean. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the program and talking to me all about Gone Good. It's great to see, you know, a platform that can reduce food waste and B, puts consumers in charge of finding cheap, affordable, delicious, nutritious kai. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, man. Have a good day.
You too, man. That was Quinn Davis coming on to talk about his latest endeavor, Gone Good, which is a food waste reduction scheme pairing consumers up with affordable options when it comes to unsold food. We've got.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.